What's up, fam? Coach Ride Team Flex, you're on my podcast, Ride Rant Radio. If you haven't been on here before, thank you for being here now. And if you've been here a bunch of times, I appreciate the fucking shit out of you. All right, today I'm going to dive into, you know, whatever the fuck comes to my mind. I still don't know, and we're about to go in probably 15 seconds. But I'm just going to see what's flowing through the brain, get it going, all right? We're going to get some shit done. I ask you one favor, my fam. If you get anything out of my podcast at any point in time, or you think you know someone that would, do me a favor, screenshot that shit, tag me, at Team Flex, post it on your motherfucking stories, because my goal, help as many people as possible. You help me, that's it. It is right now. Day, everybody. Today is an interesting topic because I'm actually going to dive into, you know, talking about what you do on days that are not good fucking days. All right. Most of you out there with whatever goal you got in life, whether it's fitness, whether it's career, financial, relationships, family, I don't know what your fucking goals are, but we all got them. That's what we do as living organisms. We set new goals, we achieve them, we try to achieve them, we go through them, we fail at some, and others we get done, right? Truth is, you get them all done if you do what I'm about to tell you on this fucking podcast today. All right, so let's talk. So what do you do on the bad day? What do you do on the day where you just wake the fuck up and everything fucking sucks? Everything's gonna be miserable that day. You know, you already know. You got a fucking bad attitude. You got a bad mindset. You already know this fucking day sucks. You're going to work. You don't want to go to work. You're doing this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go to the fucking gym. Don't want to eat the meals. Don't want to do what the fuck it takes to get where you want to be in life. And as I'm saying it, I know you're sitting out there and a lot of you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about because we have all been through it. You've been through it. We've all done it. And here's the fucking funny thing. Most of the time, these days where you feel like this far fucking outweigh the ones where you feel absolutely phenomenal. The ones where you wake up and you fucking like, yeah, I'm on 6 miles today because I fucking feel like it. I got the energy. I'm excited to go to work because I fucking want to. I'm excited to go to the gym and lift heavy fucking shit and then eating chicken breast after because I want to. Those days are few and far between, ladies and gents. Let's be fucking honest. Most of the days, you're going to have to push yourself. Most days, you're going to come up upon a fucking goal and a task and something you don't feel like fucking doing. It's called breaking your fucking comfort zone, you little baby bitch. All right? You got to do this shit if you want to get to the top. No matter what in life, if you're sitting in one spot, if you're not achieving, you're not attaining, you're not pushing yourself for a goal, you are in the motherfucking comfort zone. And that shit will hold you the fuck back. It will hold you in one spot. It'll keep you in this fucking spot where you constantly wake up and you feel like shit. You feel miserable. You don't want to do this shit. You're not doing that shit. You fucking hate all that shit, right? That's the comfort zone, ladies and gentlemen. You're sitting in it. If you want the success, you want the dream, you want the goal, you want to go where you want to fucking be, then you got to push yourself to that next level and do what it takes. But it's really easy to say it, really easy to hear it from Coach fucking Rye right here. Not necessarily easy to do it every fucking day. So what is my tip then? What am I going to tell you? How am I going to tell you how to get through it? What do you do on the fucking days where you're not feeling it? Where you don't feel like you're doing enough? Where you don't feel like you're making the progress? Where you don't feel like pushing as hard? Where you don't feel like doing what it takes? Where you don't feel like taking the steps that you have to take? You do it fucking anyway. You do it fucking anyway. You put a damn smile on your cranky fucking bitch face and you do it anyway. Because that's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. At the flip of a fucking switch, at any turn of a moment, you can flip that fucking negative mindset. You can turn whatever shit you were talking about to yourself. You can turn any negative annotation of what you're gonna be, where you're gonna go. You can turn any idea of how your progress is going. You can turn any fucking one of these areas around with the 1 second choice of deciding. That 1 second split decision of saying, you know what? Nah, fuck it. I'm gonna turn this into a positive thing. Every fucking rep I do on this brutal ass leg day that I didn't want to be here for because I'm sore and I'm tired and I've worked too damn much. Every rep I do is one rep closer to where I want to be. It's one fucking rep closer to where I want to be. Every day I go to the job I don't like because I want to get to where I want to be with my career or anything else. And I punch my fucking card. I stamp my fucking time clock, whatever the fuck it is. Every time I do that, it's another step closer to where I want to be. Another step closer to getting the future that I fucking dream of. This is the way you gotta look at life, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta look at all these tasks and all the shit you don't wanna do instead of having them be obstacles and challenges and things that are fucking miserable and things that you can hate and, you know, try to find a way around doing or procrastinate or fucking be lazy about. Look at them instead as opportunities for growth. Look at them instead as, you know, these little fucking stepping stones that eventually are going to get you to where you want to be. And every time you sit face some shit that fucking sucks, every time you stare it right in the fucking face and you realize you don't want to do it, but you're going to anyway because you're fucking going to do it anyway, then you've just conquered one small part of what would have held you back that's in you. And it's in all of us. And we all have it. We all fucking have it. Anybody setting any goals, anybody achieving any goals, anybody going out there, anyone you think is a quote-unquote success does the same shit. Every single day, we gotta look at obstacles, we gotta look at these fucking challenges, we gotta look at these fucking things and conquer those motherfuckers. Squash them into the fucking dirt with our achievements, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do. If you want to go to the top, if you want to go to where you want to be, no matter how big or small your goal is, you get there doing one thing. Every single day, facing the obstacles, facing the challenges, facing the tasks, facing the shit that you would not do, procrastinate on, or bitch about, and fucking crushing those motherfuckers into the dirt. And I mean all the fucking way into the dirt. Do it better than you could have. Do it better than you thought you should have. Do it better every fucking time. And eventually you're gonna be in a spot where you couldn't fucking fathom how you even got there. You turn all of your mindset from this negative annotation of comparing yourself, worrying if you're gonna be there, worrying if you're gonna be ready, worrying if this is that or where you're gonna be, and realizing that actually every single time that you go out and you achieve a task that you didn't wanna do, that was, you know, in your mind is this fucking miserable negative thing, every time you fucking crush that shit, it becomes a positive thing. It becomes a fucking momentum. It becomes some fucking fuel that you can throw on your back and keep the fucking fire trail burning right behind you. Every single time one task get accomplished that is pulling you closer to your goal, you do get closer, ladies and gentlemen. You actually fucking do get closer with every single little task that you do. And if you looked at life this way, you looked at the obstacles instead of obstacles as tasks, just another fucking little thing to do, one more step, once I do this, I'm one more step closer, where's the fucking next one? All of a sudden you get into this fucking mode where your brain is turning vicious, your brain is turning this fucking beast, your brain is turning this monster of just eating fucking task after task after task. How do I crush it? Give me more, what are we really saying? Obstacles. Give me more times where I don't want to fucking do it, but I'm gonna anyway. Do it every fucking day. Give me a new challenge, a new thing I can face, because I'm gonna fucking crush it. I'm gonna beat that bitch into the fucking dirt, and I'm gonna get where I wanna be, because that is how you will attain success in every single thing, in every single part of your life, ladies and fucking gentlemen. And that's all I gotta say for you, all right? I don't know what day it is you're listening to this. I don't know what fucking week it is. I don't know what year it is. I don't know where the fuck you are at or what challenge you're facing right now. But I want you to do exactly what I said. Look at that challenge. Look at that thing making you feel negative. Look at that thing that's in your fucking brain or actually out in your environment and say, you know what? It is time. It is time. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna crush that fucking shit. And you flip that switch right motherfucking now as you listen to me talk to you. You're flipping that switch saying, you know what? I'm not holding back. I'm not gonna be held back. I'm not gonna sit back here and worry, be negative, complain, cry, bitch, all that shit. I'm gonna go forth and I'm gonna fucking conquer. I'm gonna go forth and I'm gonna fucking conquer. I'm gonna go forth and I'm gonna fucking conquer. Give me the challenges. Give me the fucking obstacles. Give me the shit that I don't wanna do. And when I do it, I am one step closer to being exactly where I fucking wanna be. And the most amazing part about this is if you take this to every little thing in your life, every little goal you got, every little fucking thing that you think is arbitrary or not, you're gonna be living a whole different life in a very, very fast amount of time. Because once you become this beast, once you become this fucking savage, once you become this ravenous mindset of let me fucking accomplish every damn obstacle and task that comes my way, now you get into a spot where you are unfucking stoppable, ladies and gentlemen. Say it with me. I am unfucking stoppable. And that's what you can have. That's what you can do. Funny fact is, out of 1,000 listeners, one person will do this today. Probably out of 10,000, one person will do this today. Most of you will sit here, get hyped, be in the zone, and think, great fucking rant, man, great fucking rant. And then you close this shit and you won't do a fucking thing that I just said. Be the one person. Be the fucking one person that changes their life because of this shit right here. Hey guys, thanks for listening so damn much. I appreciate it. You got anything out of that? It was a pretty fucking hype one today, huh? Shit, I feel a little motivated my damn self at this point. If you got anything out of it, do me a favor, screenshot it, put it on your story, share it. My goal is to help as many people as possible, you guys, get through the shit of life, get through the shit that we're all going through. And, you know, this does help a lot of people. So when you share it, you know, you're helping me achieve my goal. I appreciate it so damn much. Thank you.